85, the big house by the park, suffocating tentacles of the molten dark. All summer long without shoes, underneath the sky of sapphire blue, waiting for a change around town. Since the accident, a tiger busted from its chains inside a circus tent. A witness said the boys just grinned, held on to its tail. Now they're drifting on the creek till the wind fills up their sail. All summer long without shoes, underneath the sky of sapphire blue, waiting for a change around. We'll be right back.
reach the moon.
Up there, top of the stair, staring down in one direction. Moon. Up there, top of the stair, staring down in one
direction.
Up there, top of the stair, staring down in one direction.
Too many pieces make the puzzle absurd. All of it competes when you can't hear a word. In the situation where you're pressed and annoyed, headed for a climax you wish to avoid. If you never think about changing the view, then happily saying to you, if you may consider there is work to be done, readily accept I can turn you on.
Off he rides into the sunset with those words of wisdom. That's Robert Pollard, lead guy from Guided by Voices, somebody who puts out about 5 LPs per year. That was from his 2007 record called From a Compound Eye. And that song, which makes no mention of the title anywhere in it, it was not called Contain Yourself. It's called U.S. Mustard Company. So let me know the origin of that, if you happen to know it. Hi, everyone. Sunday Night Club here on WHRULP, Huntley Community Radio 101.5 FM. This is the Sunday Night Club, and I'm your host, Doc Julin, getting things started with some guitar music, which I hope you enjoy. Prior to Robert Pollard there, we heard The Chills from their album Silver Bullets. That was When the Poor Can Reach the Moon, a very nice sentiment indeed. And tonight's show started off with Grant McLennan, the late, great Grant McLennan, half of the songwriting team of my beloved Go-Betweens. That was from his final solo LP, which was called In Your Bright Ray, and the song was Sea Breeze. Here's a song now from a group that recorded together quite a bit, but only made one album officially, under the band name of Rockpile. And this is from their 1980 album, Seconds of Pleasure, Now and Always.
Thank you.
Come on down to Scurvy's in Summit Valley, where rock music, good times, and over three types of domestic beers go hand in hand. Fridays are Battle of the Bands, where three local rock groups fight with chains, knives, or baseball bats for a chance to play at Scurvy's. The last band standing wins. If you like the music of both Meatloaf and Badfinger, then you won't want to miss Meatfinger Saturday at 9 p.m. Come on down to Scurvy's, 173,000 South on East 115th Street in Summit Valley, right in between the tire shop and the closed-up donut place.
That's where I'm heading right after the show, as always. Holding court in Booth 1 at Scurvy's, drinking pizzatinis. We heard the Everly Brothers on their reunion album from 1984 called EB84. They made a couple of records after that before they decided they liked feuding more than they liked performing together. Brothers in rock. When will they learn? That was On the Wings of a Nightingale, a Paul McCartney composition. And we also heard Robert Ellis Orrell and Carlene Carter from a great single from 1983 from Robert's Special Pain EP. That was I Couldn't Say No, one of my favorite songs of all time. And started off with Now and Always from Rockpile from their 1980 Seconds of Pleasure album. Were Nick Lowe of Rockpile and Carlene Carter of Couldn't Say No married for a while? Yes, they were. But I don't even have time to mention it now because the Sinceros have started. This is from their 1981 record, Pet Rock, It's Disappearing. Yep, that's the incomparable Sid Straw from her star-studded debut record Surprise from 1989. That's Golden Dreams, the closing track on that record. Before that, the Sinceros with Disappearing. Speaking of disappearing, I've got to disappear now because the Sunday Night Club is halfway over, but back with more music after this break.